Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Presented by hoop-ball.com. I'm your host today, Vince Miracle. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of at VM Center. And man, yesterday, 1-1, I did hit my lock of the day. Those are the ones that if you're going to follow me on any of them, I really want you guys to follow me on my plays of the day, my UDs of the day, and stuff like that. All the other picks, I'm just letting you know that I'm in them. That's why a lot of the time they're like only 2 or 1 units. But anytime you see a 3, those are dang near my locks. Like, those are the ones that I am putting money in 100%. The other ones I'm just sprinkling or I'm adding them to a parlay. So I just want you guys to know when you're looking at my picks how to view them. Yesterday we did hit our play of the day. However, the other one I was still pretty big on. It's just, you know, it's always good to hit the locks, the ones that I hope you guys are following me on. It's now Wednesday. We got a large slate of games here, so let's just go ahead and jump right in. The New York Knicks are on the road as 4-point favorites in Orlando against the Magic. The over-under sits at 210 on the game. Again, Knicks' money line is minus 170. Look, guys, the Knicks are good. Call a spade, man. They are good. I like the Knicks, and I said it on the last show. I find myself watching them way too often. They're just entertaining. Julius Randle's playing well. Quickly is nice. Derrick Rose has filled in perfectly. It sucks that they lost Mitch Robb, so I do kind of lean that way in terms of center play to the Magic because Vooch has been having an all-star year. But here, I'm okay just sprinkling a little something on -4 for the Knicks. I feel okay with that. I'm not saying I personally will have it, but if you're thinking, hey, what bet should I do? I want to have a bet in of the two, which board I go, I would probably go -4 to the New York Knicks. Over-under, I like the over on 210. I think the ability to score on both teams are there. It just depends on if they can get hot in the same game, obviously. And 210 just seems relatively low to what we've been seeing, you know what I mean? So, again, I'm going to take the over on 210. Looking over the prop bets, seeing if there's anything good here. Derrick Rose over under 12.5. I'm staying away from it. Same thing with Elfrid Payton, 10.5, staying away with it. Yeah, there's nothing really here that I see in terms of props. All I know is that, again, guys, just to reiterate, -4 for the Knicks is okay. And over 210 doesn't seem too shabby either. DFS play of the day, though, is Michael Carter-Williams. $4,400 is the price tag, at least on FanDuel. Next game up, we have the Atlanta Hawks on the road as only 2-point underdogs to the Boston Celtics. Over-under sits at 222.5. This intrigues me a little bit. To be honest, it kind of makes me think, why is it only 2 points? I mean, I get that Tice is out, but we saw what Tristan Thompson and Robert Williams can do, and I think Robert Williams getting minutes is actually a good thing for this Boston team. But I do like the size versatility of the Hawks with John Collins and the Capella project, Clint Capella. Trae Young is going to get his buckets off, but the defense should still be there. I know there's no Kemba tonight, so it's going to be a lot of Peyton Pritchard. Man, I'm leaning on this home team. I'm going to take the money line, though. I can't give away any points knowing that Kemba's out, no ties. So, I mean, with that in my mind, I still think Boston can win, but I'm only leaning money line on this one. I'm going to go -130 for the home team, Boston Celtics. I'm not going to be touching that over under for that 222.5. So let's go ahead and go into these props. These props are going to be presented to you by mybookie.ag. Hey, everyone, go to mybookie.ag if you're looking to make some bets, whether it be on basketball, football, baseball, hockey, whatever your sport may be. Maybe you like betting on the political world. Maybe you like betting on pop culture. Hey, maybe you just like playing casino games on your phone. MyBookie.ag has you covered. Go there. Use promo code HOOPBALL. That's HOOPBALL. And they'll match up to $500 of your very first deposit. Go there, guys. Go win. Go win some money. Now, we're looking at this prop bet here. Hawks, Celtics. We like the Celtics money line. 14.5 over under on points for Clint Capella. The over is actually the value here at only minus 109, where the under is at minus 119. I'm taking the over on that, and I'm feeling good about that, guys. Over 14.5 points, Clint Capella. Yeah, I like that one a lot. At minus 109, that's staying near even money. I like that one a lot. Jason Tatum, over under sits at 26.5. I can see him getting right around 26. The question is, can he get to that one extra bucket? That right there is literally a coin flip. Him and Brown are going to be at 26.5 for the over-unders. I really couldn't tell you. If I had only one way or the other, I'm probably going to be leading Tatum. I think he fights four switches, gets a lot of pick and rolls, then starts moving downhill on the little guy with those post moves. Gross. But then I can see Jalen just doing the same thing, but his will be more like a charge down the lane, Euro, up under, yams, dunk in the face. Yeah, I'm not touching those ones. I think the only one I like for points over under is going to be the Capella Project, Clint Capella, over 14.5. Player performance double-doubles. You guys know I love these. And since I already am feeling like the home team is going to win, I'll start looking for home team bets here, right? Jason Tatum having 5 assists and Boston wins is a plus 140. That's not bad. That intrigues me. Yeah, I kind of like that. 5 assists for JT? That's possible. Do they have the same one for Jaylen Brown? Yeah, so this one's even better for me. I would do this one. I think Jaylen Brown in this game is a facilitator. I'm going to do Jaylen Brown to have 5-plus assists and a Boston win. Plus 285. Scratch that. The lines are kind of close. Plus 380. Jaylen Brown to have 5 assists and for Boston to win. So both those things have to hit. Is plus 380. There's value there, guys. That's potential. I can so see Brown becoming a facilitator in this game when he gets guys like Herder and them on him. It's just easy to start reading over that defense. I'm going to pull up Brown's stat line right now because I have to see this. On the season, Jaylen Brown is averaging 3.5 assists per game. However, over his last, he didn't get any assists in the prior two games. We got 5 and 10 in the games he did get assists. There's a feeling I have, man. Maybe I'm crazy. He doesn't really seem to get that many passes in as I keep looking down his stat line. He's gone games, literally back-to-back games. Prior to the game against Denver was 0 assists. I just know he's a really good passer. I've seen him play the game. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe that's why the odds are there that way. But 5-plus assists and a Boston win just seems like it's way too easy. Especially with this defense of the Hawks. They kind of let you drive and kick, and Tatum is so good at doing that. Let's move on to the next game here because we have a lot. Rockets, 10-point underdogs against the Sixers. This is a poo-poo game. Like, we don't really even need to talk about it. The Sixers should win. Obviously, it would be the upset of the night if the Rockets could get it done. I just don't see that happening at all. Joel Embiid is MVP caliber this year. Like, he's literally taken he's in the MVP discussion and the Defensive Player of the Year discussion. The way he plays is phenomenal. Huge Joel Embiid fan. Over-under sits at 227. Again, nothing there. I can't talk about this game. It's not worth it. If you have any questions, you can just let me know at VM Center on Twitter. I'll be more than happy to answer that for you. Or you can talk to us on the Discord. hoop-ball.com/wagerpass. It's 33 cents a day. You get into the Discord, a bunch of us, all of the cappers, including all the other wager pass people that are in there. We start discussing bets, why we are all leaning one way or the other. It's very, we feel like a small little community in there. It's really fun. The conversations are great. Or again, you guys, you can direct message me on Twitter. I'm at VM Center. My messages board is always open. I love talking to you guys that do have the wager pass and say great pick or what are your thoughts on this. And it's a lot of fun, guys. Join it. hoop-ball.com/wagerpass. Next game, Nuggets Wizards. Nuggets 3.5-point favorites over the Washington Wizards. Everybody seems to be in action, and when I mean everybody, I mean Russell Westbrook. So you already know how I'm feeling right off the get. However, the Nuggets are still hurt. They're still beaten down, right?
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
No Paul Millsap. No Gary Harris, no Dozier, no Will Barton. And I did box score breakdown yesterday with Ethan Noroff. And what surprised us for the Nuggets is that Jokic had 43 points in the loss yesterday. And the team only scored a total of 99. Less than 100 points when one player alone scores 43. I just feel like there's struggles there. I think this is going to be my UD pick of the day, guys. I'm going Washington Wizards +3.5. Wizards +135. I'm feeling Wiz right here. Again, I'm not going to say 100% that it's my UD pick of the day, but just talking out loud with you right here, right now. I mean, I like the Wizards. The over-under sits at 233.5. I'm leaning more slightly to the over on that, but it's so hard to tell. These guys can go hit or miss. I just said the Nuggets scored less than 100 points in their last game, and they just played last night. That's another reason why I'm leaning on the Wizards. Stay away from that. I mean, I would stay away from that over-under, but we're leaning Wiz. We're leaning Wiz on that one. The Detroit Pistons on the road as 3-point underdogs against the Chicago Bulls. Man, over-under sits at 219.5. I feel like that should be higher. The Pistons thing is kind of hard, right? Because, like, they just beat Brooklyn. Sadiq Bey has been looking good. Jeremy Grant's been their best player. But they don't really, like... No, they don't really compete, though. Do they? I mean, do they? Dennis Smith Jr. got traded there. Has seen like 9 minutes a game. DeLon Wright's been hit or miss on a night-to-night basis. Do they really compete? The Bulls are still being competed. Zach LaVine is a walking bucket. Kobe White, walking bucket. Patrick Williams has looked solid. Thad Young has been real solid for them. I'm kind of leaning the Bulls here, man. -3, taking them Bulls. Give it to me. Pacers, Timberwolves. I don't even know why the spread is this close. I'm taking -5 on the Pacers. Second night of a back-to-back. The Wolves need to lose. For those who don't know already, the Wolves have a pick outside of the top three this year. They don't get to have a draft pick. I don't even see this game being close. I see Sabonis just eating that whole team alive. Doing whatever. Malcolm Brogdon throwing clamps on anybody who has the ball. TJ McConnell just stealing the ball if you make a cross-the-court pass. If you can't tell, I'm a little bit of a Pacers fan this year. -5, I'm taking the Pacers. Over-under sitting at 224. Again, this is another game where I'm leaning slightly toward the over. Thunder Grizz. That's the next game. The Thunder's defense is what intrigues me here, right? Like, their defense seems like it'd be really good. And it is. Dort, Horford. Even Diallo plays pretty good defense. He's not bad at it. I can't justify 6.5 to the Grizz. So I'm slightly leaning toward Thunder here, +6.5. But again, this feels coin flippy. This feels wrong if I put money out there. This is one of those games and lines where you have to just examine the teams. Like, this is one that you want to watch for future bets down the line. But it's not one that you really want to put your money on. I'm hitting the under, though, on that 227. Over-under sits at 227. I'd feel confident taking the under. This is arguably my favorite game of the night. And the biggest reason why is because the spread says it's favorited in one side. For me, personally, I only see this as a coin flip game. I don't see it any other way other than I don't know who's winning. Right? Like, the Pelicans were just in a game against the Grizzlies. And during the show, there was no spread. It was -110, -110, both sides. I feel like this game should be just like that. Blazers are on the road in New Orleans against the Pelicans as 4-point underdogs. The over-under sits at 236.5. And the Blazers have been winning. Lillard's been doing Lillard things. The supporting cast has stepped up. With that said, though, Zion and Brandon Ingram, even Lonzo as of late, have been doing work. They look like they're a team, you know. And you don't even really necessarily need to put Lonzo into that conversation, because I think there's a good chance that he might be on his way out because they need to add shooting. And fingers crossed they trade Bledsoe for some shooting there, because I think Lonzo's a good fit, a real good fit there. I'm leaning toward the Pels here. I think the Pels have the better overall team, so I'm gonna take the. I really don't know. I mean, value-wise, if you're looking for value, I see it as a coin flip. I'd take those Blazers points and feel good making those bets. But, like, I'm trying to see if I can justify in my head finding ways where the Blazers are going to slow down Zion and Steven Adams. And that's why I can see where the line is there. But I'm trying to, in my head, and even speaking out loud to you, I'm trying to find ways to figure out that Blazers. I'm just thinking about how they play. And it's not that far off for me to say taking +4 is, it could be good. Like, Lillard keeps hitting. If he can get switched with Bledsoe on him, he can get those open looks and those swings. But, yeah, I just can't see it, guys. I'm going with the Pels. I'm staying with the Pels -4, but I can understand your reasoning with going with the Blazers. Heat Warriors. This is going to be, I think, the most fun game to watch Nah, I take that back. Pels Blazers is probably going to be the most fun. This probably has the most, like, playoff feel game, I guess you would say. Heat and Warriors. I got the Heat. I think Bam does work. I think Jimmy Butler does work. There's no one that's going to stop Steph, but being able to get offensive boards, put backs, and compete shooting the ball, I think the Heat have the ability to do so. The line sits just right to where they're, it's a coin flip, but you can, you know, find ways to make money. It's only minus 105. It looks good here. I'm taking the Heat with some confidence. I like them a lot. My water's gone. I need water. Jazz Clippers. The final game of the night. Jazz 3.5-point favorites. I'm taking that all day over these Clippers. No Paul George. I think the Jazz just found something. They're clicking. I'm taking Jazz here. -3.5. -160. I'm going to take under 228, though. I think it's going to be a closer game than they think. I think it's going to be more tight. I think this final score ends like 98-91. Like, I can see like low scoring game. But guess what? I have the Jazz winning. And then 98-91 is a 7 points. So I doubled what they think it's going to be. So quick rundown of where we're feeling. We're feeling the Knicks here. We like the Celtics. We're staying away from the Rockets. We got the Wiz here. We like those Wiz. Leaning Bulls against the Pistons. Pacers AD all day at -5. We're staying away from Thunder and Grizz. I mean, this one was your choice. I have Pels here, though. I think Pels will get you. And even just still saying that out loud, I'm still contemplating it. But I got Pels. We like then Miami. Here against the Warriors, slightly as the underdog. The slight underdog here in Golden State. But we like the Miami Heat. And lastly, we finish off the night with a nice bet on the Utah Jazz. I want to thank you all for listening to this quick show of Today in Sports Betting as we run down all the lines and how we are feeling. Be sure to know that you can see my final picks and everything and all seven cappers from me, Devin, Dan, Aaron, AB, you know, the leader of the ship. Here at hoop-ball.com, Troy, Eric, all of us. You can see it all for just 33 cents a day here at hoop-ball.com/wagerpass. It's well worth it, guys. Conversations are real. And you know, we start making this money. And that's all we really want to go for. Shout out to our sponsor, mybookie.ag. You guys, go there. Make your bets. Bets are ready. Game time's coming soon. Tip-off about to be here. Follow me on all social media platforms, guys. I am Vince Miracle. You follow me at VM Center. And until next time, y'all, good luck. Bye.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.